Anyway, this is how it happened. As the Bible says, and there came the day. One evening in summer, I was driving through the woods on my way home with an empty wagon. My head was bent, my heart was heavy. The little horse, poor thing, was barely dragging his feet. Ah, I said to it, crawl along, Schlimmhausel. If you're Tevye's horse, you too must know the pangs of hunger. All around was silence. Every crack of the whip echoed through the woods. As the sun set, the shadows of the trees stretched out and lengthened like our Jewish exile. Darkness was creeping in, and a sadness filled my heart. Strange, faraway thoughts filled my mind, and before my eyes passed the images of people a long time dead. And in the midst of it all, I thought of my home and my family, and I thought, woe unto us all, the wretched, dark little hut that was my home, and the children barefoot and in tatters, waiting for their father, the Schlimmhausel. Maybe he would bring them a loaf of bread or a few stale rolls. And my wife, grumbling as a wife will, children I had to bear him, 7 of them. I might as well take them all and throw them into the river. May God not punish me for these words. You can imagine how I felt. We're only human. The stomach is empty and words won't fill it. If you swallow a piece of herring, you want some tea, and for tea you need sugar. And sugar, I'm told, is in the grocery store. My stomach, says my wife, can get along without a piece of bread. But if I don't take a glass of tea in the morning, I'm a dead woman. All night long, the baby sucks me dry. But, in spite of everything, we're still Jews. When evening comes, we have to say our prayers. You can imagine what the prayers sounded like if I tell you that just as I was about to begin Shmin Ezra, my horse suddenly broke away as if possessed by the devil and ran wildly off through the woods. Have you ever tried standing on one spot facing the east while a horse was pulling you where it wanted to go? I had no choice but to run after him, holding on to the reins and chanting, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, a fine way to say Shmin Ezra. And just my luck at a moment when I was in the mood to pray, with feeling, out of the depths of my heart, hoping it would lift my spirits. So there I was, running after the wagon and chanting at the top of my voice as if I were a cantor in a synagogue. Thou sustainest the living with loving kindness, and sometimes with a little food, and keepest thy faith with them that sleep in the dust.